Good morning, and welcome to the first and only local radio program specifically designed for the baby boomer generation. Let's Talk Boomers. Each week, your host, Rebecca Imholz, features guests, topics, trends, and events that are of interest to you, the baby boomers. Let's Talk Boomers is presented locally by Rick Durkee and the Coastal Financial Planning Group. Deborah Whitfield, 55-plus real estate with Coldwell Banker United Realtors, and Kelly Williams of All Care Living Services. And now, your host, Rebecca Imholz.
Good morning, listeners to Let's Talk Boomers. If you've been listening to the great lineup of shows here on 94.3 WSC this morning, then you probably already heard me at 9 a.m. on Money Matters with Rick Durkee of the Coastal Financial Planning Group. I had the chance to talk with Rick about the benefits of pre-planning and prepaying your funeral service, as I'm a licensed funeral director and insurance agent with James A. McAllister Funeral Home on Savannah Highway. If you missed the segment, I'll have a link to it from letstalkboomers.com. Now let's talk boomers about some upcoming events. As residents of the Lowcountry, we appreciate our history and culture, but we don't always have time or take the time to do so. Well, Middleton Place has an offer for the entire month of January to help you experience our history. As a way to say thank you, Middleton Place invites local residents to visit during the month of January and enjoy half-price adult gardens and stable yards admission. This special rate provides an opportunity for you to bring guests and enjoy a leisurely day surrounded by the quiet beauty of America's oldest landscape gardens. The price is only $14. You just have to show a valid South Carolina photo ID. So if you have guests coming in like I do this weekend, visit MiddletonPlace.org. And did you know we have our own Kennel Club show in Charleston? The oldest kennel club in South Carolina, the 79-year-old Charleston Kennel Club, will have their annual dog show next Saturday, January 24th and Sunday, January 25th. Over 800 registered dogs will be competing in confirmation, obedience, and rally events. My dog, unfortunately, could not compete particularly in obedience. But anyway, it all takes place at the Ladson Exchange Park and is only $3 a ticket. So this is a fun event for all dog lovers in all ages. For more information, visit charlestonkennelclub.org. And are you ready for a new fun fitness routine? Check out Skyrobics. Skyrobics is low impact and combines advanced calisthenics, core exercises, and strength building aerobics, all done on a patented trampoline and wall playing courts. So it's effective and intense, and for us boomers, easy on our joints. You can burn up to 1,000 calories an hour. The first class is only $5, then $12 after that, and packages are available. Sky Zone is where Skyrobics can be found, and it's on Wando Park Boulevard in Mount Pleasant. Just go to skyzone.com. And February is Oyster Month, so enjoy all you can eat while supporting the bands of Wando. The first Shells and Scales, and that's for music, Scales, fundraiser is Saturday, February 7th from 4 to 8 p.m. at the Seaway Outpost in Awandaw. Advance gate admission is only $5. And once you're at the event, you'll enjoy music from local bands and be able to purchase all-you-can-eat oysters as well as food from Rusty Rudder and The Roost, and plenty of local craft beers from Tradesman Brewing Company. Awandaw Green is also a major sponsor of this event. Plus, you'll be supporting the bands of Wando. Just go to wandobands.org for more information. And as we think about getting physically fit for 2015, let's not forget about getting our skin in shape as well. We don't want to feel older than we are, and we most definitely don't want to look older either. But let's face it, there are numerous skin product lines on the market. How do we determine which ones are best for us? Today's guests are Nan Brown and Lil Bogdan, RNs and authors of the book, Nurse Your Skin to Health. They'll give us valuable information about skincare and share their journey to forming their own skincare company, Lathene. And they have a great giveaway as well. I promise you don't want to miss this segment, so stay tuned. This is Let's Talk Boomers, presented locally by Rick Durkee, the Coastal Financial Planning Group, Deborah Whitfield, 55-plus realtor, senior real estate specialist with Coldwell Banker United Realtors, and Kelly Williams of All Care Living Services. I'm Rebecca Imholz, and we'll be right back.
Let's Talk Boomers is presented locally by Rick Durkee and the Coastal Financial Planning Group. Deborah Whitfield, 55-plus real estate with Coldwell Banker United Realtors. And Kelly Williams of All Care Living Services.
As I mentioned before the break, listeners, our guests today, Nan Brown and Lil Bogdan, are RNs and skincare experts, forming their own skincare company, Latheme, and writing their own book about this journey, Nurse Your Skin to Health. Two RNs journey into beauty business and beyond. Welcome, Nan and Lil.
Welcome.
So glad to have you ladies here this morning.
Thank you for having us. We're happy to be here.
Well, let's start at the beginning. Actually, the title of your first chapter. You began this journey when you were both RNs at Johns Hopkins University Hospital. Tell our listeners about that time.
At that time, we consulted on patients that had burns and pressure sores, the worst possible cases that you could imagine. And this is Nan, and I started having problems with my skin. So as we were teaching nurses and doctors about skin problems, I was always trying to hide my skin, and it was very embarrassing. So at that time, we started looking for an answer for our skin problems.
And so you both actually together started doing some research. What did you find out?
Well, what we found out was that all the products that we tried on the shelves, Nan kept still reacting to.
Okay.
To the point where we actually made an appointment. She went to a department store, and when they applied the products, she got a second-degree burn.
Oh, dear.
So
wow.
It was that moment that we started turning the back of the boxes around and discovered that it was the link to the chemicals. These words we couldn't even pronounce, that we said, well, let's do some research and see what are these things. And that's when we discovered that, hey, the link here is that these ingredients are actually listed as skin irritants.
So turning that box around and looking at that, these unpronounceable words, started you on a three-year journey, correct?
Absolutely, because we realized that here we had been in skin for so long at Johns Hopkins, and we had never looked at the boxes ourselves, and we knew that women probably weren't doing the same thing.
No, we don't. We just say, okay, well, this should work because you told me it would.
Exactly. Absolutely, yes. So we got together, and it took 3 years, and we worked with nutritionists and aromatherapists and cosmetic chemists, and we learned everything we possibly could about the ingredients. We became aromatherapists ourselves, and we became the creators, along with these wonderful people, of Latheme.
And so the skincare line was born, and Nan, you were healed.
I was, and it was amazing. And not only that, but Lil's skin, even though her skin looked great at the time, looked way better. So we knew we were on to something.
Well, listeners, I just have to tell you that both of these ladies have beautiful skin.
Thank you. Thank you.
And we're going to have a picture of them to put on the website. But beautiful skin.
I wish I had the before and after picture because it was quite dramatic. I had a lot of red bumps on my skin. I had white patches on my skin. Yes.
Well, on your website, I do notice there's a before and after of someone who...
Oh, yes.
Yes. And that is very dramatic. And so you formed the skincare company, and then you decided to move to Charleston, right?
Yes, we wanted to relocate. When you move into a new location, it opens you up. And this was a brand new venture for us, and we wanted that parallel feeling both in the business and in our own personal lives. So we moved the business to Charleston.
Great. Well, we're so glad you did.
Yes.
So your skincare products started to get on the shelves. But you discovered that you were really providing more than just products. You're providing advice, wellness advice. Is that right?
We were at a very well-known department store, our products. And we noticed how many people that were at the other counters, that were working at the counters, were coming to us, asking us questions. So we realized that it was not just the customers that were asking a tremendous amount of questions, but also the people that were in the skincare business. And that's when we realized, wow, there's a real place here for wellness education with skin.
Okay, and then a new term was formed. What is that?
Cosmeceutical,
yes.
What does that mean? Why is that different?
Well, it's different because the ingredients actually have... benefits to them. They produce results. So they're their category is that they are skin-changing ingredients rather than something that's cosmetic that is just going to mask or hide a symptom.
Okay. And I like that fact, you know, that part where you say makeup shouldn't be so layered on that we're trying to hide all of our, you know, flaws or spots, that your skin should be healthy enough.
Exactly.
That makeup is just a thin layer. And
exactly. That's how it was intended to be worn, is to accent or highlight. And that's why we feel like if you treat the canvas, which we call the skin, the canvas.
I like that.
Then you can put any kind of beautification things on, but not necessarily to mask.
And by treating the canvas, you expanded your line to include cleansers, exfoliants, et cetera, right?
Correct.
Yes.
Okay. And as your business grew, your opportunities grew. Can you describe that part of your journey? It's your chapter entitled, Really, Is This All Worth It? So where does that come from?
In the beginning, we were doing everything straight from our heart.
Mm-hmm.
If it was something that sounded exciting, something that sounded fun, we were really both into it. It was amazing how much response that we got from people. As we got bigger and bigger, more opportunities started pulling in, mm-hmm. and we started to get a little more unsure of what we were doing.
Okay.
So we turned to consultants at that time, thinking that they knew mm-hmm. all of the answers, and maybe we didn't.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
And how did that work?
Well, we had some very interesting experiences. There were times when our gut said, don't go with this situation,
mm-hmm.
and we did, mm-hmm. and it pretty much flopped.
Oh, dear.
Yes. And we knew at that time that it wasn't working the way it was working before. And that's when we really stepped back and said, we need to review everything that we're doing and see if this is really the way that we want to be taking at this point.
Because it was your business dream, not someone else's.
Exactly.
And I like your description of the new story vision board. Describe that.
What we did was we started thinking about all the things that we enjoyed in the business, all the things that we had fun with in the business, all the things that brought us momentum and we were inspired by. And we looked at our daily lives of what we were doing in the business at that time, and it didn't correlate. We weren't doing those things that were really inspiring anymore, and that really we felt like we were coming from our heart. So we decided that from that day forward, it actually took a week and did this whole exercise where we relooked at everything. And we said, from this day forward, things will be different. And when we review something for a business strategy, it really has to come and be inspired from our hearts, or we won't do it.
I think that's great advice for all of us.
Yes.
Through any time in our lives when we're thinking about that new venture. And that's what I loved about your book. It really just wasn't about forming a skincare company. And you really don't talk about lithium in your book.
No, we do not. And that's another intentional thing. We want people to get the concepts and to understand the message of the book. Not that it necessarily has to apply only to lithene. Even the skincare advice that we give is given as guidelines, not as the absolute, so that you could take that book with you to the store and do your own shopping.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, let's talk a little bit again about skincare. And in reading the book, and I think we all sort of know this, but we're not really sure exactly what is out there. We know there are a lot of unnatural ingredients in skincare. So how do we read a label and determine if they're in there?
Well, that's an interesting question, because there are things in there that you will not know what they are. For mm-hmm. instance, the most common ingredient in skincare is propylene glycol,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
which is the same thing that is in your antifreeze.
Oh, my.
Yes. And there'll be derivations of it like butylene glycol or ethylene glycol.
Oh, my gosh.
And yes. There's also sodium lauryl sulfate, which is an ingredient that is found in almost all cleansers. And that
like you clean
is a
your
very,
house with?
Yes. That's a very, very harsh product ingredient. And it's used for degreasing ovens.
Hmm.
So one wonders, why would you use that on skin if right. it would be something that could be used on floors and on ovens?
Wow.
Yes.
So All right, so these ingredients are in our skincare products. That leads me to think, okay, who's regulating the cosmetic industry?
The cosmetic industry is actually self-regulated.
Oh, wonderful.
And what consumers want is they want to know about the safety of ingredients.
Mm-hmm.
So how that's handled is there is actually a group that oversees cosmetic ingredient safety. However, that group is funded by and paid for by the cosmetic companies themselves.
Ah.
So, yes. So you can see you've connected the dots there, Rebecca, that they're actually, this setup is not good in any industry because it could set up a potential conflict of interest because the companies that benefit from the findings are the ones that pay for the review.
Oh, my goodness. So, well, that's a bit of a challenge for all of us as we're out there.
Yes. And people don't know that.
No. I hadn't thought about it, honestly, until reading your book. I never thought about that something that's in my skincare product that I'm putting on my face to clean my face every night, I could put on my floor.
And again, we didn't know that either when we were working at Johns Hopkins. That was the whole discovery process that we were walking through.
So obviously, natural ingredients are best.
Yes. You want to think about what does skin want? And skin wants something that is pure, building blocks, restorative, nutritive. It's looking for nutrition, just like your body is looking for nutrition. So we're just going back to simple basics, which is your skin does not recognize propylene glycol. In other words, if you looked at the ingredients in an apple or the vitamins and minerals that are in an apple, you would not find propylene glycol or sodium lauryl sulfate in that. However, you would find vitamins, minerals, those types of things that your body wants. So it's very simple when you think about the basics. What does skin want? It wants pure nutrition because if you give it what it recognizes, it's going to respond beautifully. It's going to get hydrated and bright and healthy, and the turgor is firmer. It's a huge difference between putting on something that's an imitation and something that is real.
Well, and what I've been learning as I've been bringing in guests, and being a baby boomer myself, we've obviously been talking about some of the challenges we face as we age. Most recently, I had Dr. Mirabli with 3D Optometry, and he actually sells a vitamin to help your eye health. Because it seems like it should be so simple for us humans to get it that if we just go back to eating right and drinking the right things, avoiding the caffeine, avoiding the alcohol, lots of water, we're really nourishing ourselves from the inside out. And then, yes, there are some things available to help us, particularly with our skin, which is our, I guess you would call it a external barrier, right, to the world.
Yes, absolutely.
And it's our largest organ of our body. So it really does demand attention. And what we've learned is over time, if you don't give it attention, it will just start screaming louder.
Well, I'm so fortunate that you all have agreed to come back next Saturday and talk some more because this is a wonderful book, listeners. And Nan and Lil have been very generous. The first two callers today are going to get a free copy of the book, Nurse Your Skin to Health, and you're going to get a free trial kit of some of your products. What's in that trial kit?
The trial kit are three products that are in our Daily Starter Kit, which is our cleanser, which is a non-detergent cleanser, our VitaPure Serum, which helps with sun damage. It's wonderful for anti-aging lines and wrinkles as well.
Okay.
And then we have a moisturizer in there, which hydrates the skin beautifully.
Well, listeners, I have tried these products, and they are wonderful. So listen up. Here we go. The number that you need to call is 881-7673. Again, that number, 881-7673. First two callers get that wonderful giveaway. Nan and Lil, I look forward to having you.
We're also giving away the book, a signed copy of the book.
Oh, yes, thank you. And a signed copy of the book. Don't let me forget about that. The signed copy of the book plus the products, the trial kit. And 881-7673. Nan and Lynn will be back again next week on Let's Talk Boomers.
We're looking forward to it.
Thank you. I am too. Great. And you can find their website at Lathene, LATHENE.com. We'll be right back.
Let's Talk Boomers is presented locally by Rick Durkee and the Coastal Financial Planning Group. Deborah Whitfield, 55-plus real estate with Coldwell Banker United Realtors. And Kelly Williams of All Care Living Services.
Fellow Boomers, I'm here with Rick Durkee of the Coastal Financial Planning Group. Rick, over the next few weeks, we're going to talk about the five critical questions to ask any financial salesperson. What's the first question?
Well, I would say this, Rebecca. It would be, have you adequately reviewed my personal financial situation to make sure this recommendation is in my best interest? Now, that question lends itself to a lot of different explanations, but I would say, first of all, the consumer or the person seeking financial advice should be looking at their advisor and basically asking them a set of questions. And this is one of the first ones, because in your best interest means that what you've done is gone through a process of discovery on the financial advisory side to make sure that you know all the information that your client has shared with you and how that fits into their financial plan. This would mean a process of discovery that asks a series of questions as to how do you plan on using this investment, over what period of time, how would that play into your financial plan. And then by going through that process of discovery, that financial advisor should have acted in a fiduciary capacity where basically once they've gathered that information, they're able to put together a plan that's in their client's best interest. Now, we often say in order to get that information, the consumer must know all of the critical must-know facts. And that goes through a process of discovery where those consumers learn that information, and then they can make sound financial decisions that are in their best interest.
Well, that's great advice, Rick. And our listeners can find you at a new website, cfpgroup.biz. I understand you just updated it. Or you can call Rick at 735-5065 and find Rick on Money Matters here, WSC. Every Saturday morning at 9 a.m., followed by Retire Right at 9:30. Thank you, Rick.
Thank you, Rebecca.
Fellow Boomers, do you have someone in your life who has dementia or Alzheimer's? I suspect most of you listening out there do and would like some practical advice and support. Kelly Williams with All Care Living Services is here to help with their free Dementia Dialogues classes. These classes educate caregivers of persons who exhibit signs and symptoms associated with Alzheimer's disease or related dementias. The classes meet once a week for 5 weeks and are only an hour and a half in length. I've taken this course myself and highly recommend it. Just go to allcarelivingservices.com to check out the 2015 class schedule and register, or call 832-9888. This is Let's Talk Boomers, presented locally by Rick Durkee of the Coastal Financial Planning Group, Deborah Whitfield, 55-plus Realtor, Senior Real Estate Specialist with Coldwell Banker United Realtors, and Kelly Williams of All Care Living Services. I'm Rebecca Imholtz, and I look forward to another Let's Talk Boomer show next Saturday, 11 a.m., only on 94.3 WSC.
Thank you for listening to Let's Talk Boomers, hosted by Rebecca Imholtz. If you have an event you'd like our listeners to know about, please email letstalkboomers@gmail.com, and we'll spotlight it on a future program. Would you like to be a guest on the program or have a topic you'd like Rebecca to cover? Email us at letstalkboomers@gmail.com. Let's Talk Boomers is presented locally by Rick Durkee and the Coastal Financial Planning Group. Deborah Whitfield, 55-plus real estate with Coldwell Banker United Realtors. And Kelly Williams of All Care Living Services. And is heard exclusively on News Radio 94.3 WSC.